was god awful.
You didn't have fun?
No. Why do we put ourselves through this?
I don't know. I suggested all sorts of
things. We agreed to it. We agreed that
it was 2 years ago, and it was fun for a while.
Actually, last Tuesday, I also suggested that we watch Nothing But Seagal movies, and you said you seconded.
You did. And I've had other suggestions and other films.
So, all you keep saying is you want to watch these two James Vanderbeek action films. That's all you keep saying.
Or Last Action Hero.
Well, we'll watch a Vanderbeek next time.
Okay, there you go.
Are we out of Seagal anyway?
No, we've got the good ones,
though. There's no end to the Seagal. There's more bad ones, too.
The
bad ones are all, like, unavailable. Like, they're like, $50 to, like,
they're impossible. Stream. They're impossible to find. Welcome to the Futile Podcast. Tonight, we're talking
impossible
about...
Impossible to find? What are you talking about? You just find them in dump bins at, like, Walmart.
That's the only way you find them. You have to go to the Walmart and buy a dump bin. And sift through the dump bins.
You just look for Seagal.
You get, like, heroin needles and, like, you know...
bloated, like,
pregnancy texts and stuff.
Pregnancy texts?
Pregnancy texts.
I'm pregnant.
They're like burner phones I'm pregnant. Yeah. So tonight we watched Hard to Kill. Classic Seagal, I would say.
It's the exact the same movie as all the
It's very similar to all his other movies, really.
Well, most of his are like basic revenge sort of
murder boner movies.
Yeah,
this one had more justification for his violent actions, but it also had a lot of rehab in it.
Yeah,
a lot of rehab. I don't really like that. You like bitter work.
The bitter work is different than the rehab, like, slow, like, oh, let's watch Kelly LeBrock go talk to some old lady for a while.
And this had two separate scenes where we got to watch long, uncomfortable sex scenes with Seagal and first his wife and then LeBrock. And in both of them, he was putting his hands, like, up their hole, you know, like, butthole, like, as he's squeezing. And then, like, you see him, like, groping their racks and stuff and just, like, the gross kissing and it's just, like...
You were offended?
Well, he's long not even rumored, as there's been like lawsuits. Like, he's sexually harassed like dozens of women on sets and stuff like that. And like there's been hush money and this and that, you know, so he's kind of gotten away with it. But he's pretty much known as like a low life, womanizing gross guy. But it brings me to like, you know, so this is still in the days when like he was naturally balding, and I think they spray painted his hair like Jamie Foxx or something like that, because when he put his head up in the sun, you could see through it.
Huh.
But like there was still like a line there, kind of. Now it's just a pelt. It's just a pelt of fur that they've glued to his head. Back then, you know, it was uncomfortable watching him kiss these women who probably didn't want to kiss him then. And now we got that affliction one where there's that like 18-year-old
affliction.
Yeah,
what's it called?
The one with Nick Nolte.
It was affliction to me.
Yeah.
And there's that like 18-year-old Russian model.
Yeah.
And like he just decides at some point he probably changed the script and was like, you know, this one's gonna fall in love with me. And she's like, what? No. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sign up for this.
Yeah. And like she has to sit on his lap all the time because he won't get out of a chair.
Yeah.
And this one he was much more mobile.
Despite the atrophy from
the best part of the movie was when he was in the bed and he was like navigating the elevators and
yeah. If the movie had just been some sort of like funny Weekend at Bernie's caper about him trying to him trying to escape in a hospital bed and LeBrock just wheeling him around and like putting him in different disguises so they can get past all these
bumping him into corners.
We should watch Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's too.
We don't want to watch comedies. Why would we want to talk about comedies that are actually funny?
Like Weekend at Bernie's.
like Weekend at Bernie's. A classic comedy.
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Platinum level.
As it should be.
I don't think I've ever seen Weekend at Bernie's. I think I've only seen 2.
With Jonathan Silverman?
Yeah.
Single guy.
Yeah. Who was the other guy? It was Andrew McCarthy?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. A classic duo.
Classic duo.
Are you guys? Are we going to talk about Hard to Kill? I'm the only one who's had anything to say about it.
Yeah.
Because it was the same... fucking movie we've already seen.
Yeah,
his family gets killed.
Political intrigue.
Except for the kid doesn't, just like in whichever one that was.
Right.
The other ones.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's not that his family. It's the thing that's...
Marked for death, his family.
Yeah, right.
I want to say out for justice. Injured. They do stuff to his family.
Well, it's his niece
sister or something.
Like that,
yeah.
But she's just
it's
like
family.
Part of it, but then they don't do anything really to her. He goes and he gets her from bad guys. He's like, why you want to do this? You know, people love you.
Yeah, but don't they kill some people or something that he knows?
I think somebody he knows.
Is it just his partner? The old thing where it's his partner?
Well, I don't even know if it's that, because Pam Grier is his partner in that one. And I don't think she gets killed. I think it was more like just the psycho dude that he actually knew from like the old neighborhood. So it was almost like it tried to do that weird, like, we grew up together, I went on one side, you were on the other kind of thing. But they didn't really play that very well, you know?
You would have written that in if you had helmed out for justice.
Right.
You would have made sure all that was taken care of.
I would have covered all those
nice
things.
Nice little Mr. Rogers thing going on today. You got a few threads
it's
hanging
ripped
off.
Apart, yeah, it's old.
Might as well use something until it disintegrates.
And just around the house. Just kicking around the house.
Right.
No one sees me. This isn't a video podcast.
Someone else better say something about Hard to Kill pretty soon here. we're running low. We're running low on Hard to Kill energy.
I don't know why we do this to ourselves. It's not funny anymore. It's just not fun anymore.
Was it ever?
You had some good laughs.
I thought this was an endurance exercise. Yeah. The laughs that we had were at completely inappropriate remarks that were being made at things happening in the movies, which is probably why you should record us watching them, just so you can put those pieces in, but then people wouldn't know what we're laughing at. They'd just hear us
we could just
giggling
record.
And saying stupid
we
stuff.
It's like Ian's Down syndrome, double Down syndrome jokes.
That woman was pretty old.
Yeah, so there's a woman who says they're putting a baby's room in, and she looked like she was 50.
You can't say anything on the podcast.
Oh, really?
It's going to get cut.
I'm not going to cut. What's
the Down syndrome jokes?
No one with Down syndrome was listening.
Yeah. they think that it was like God talking to them or something.
Oh, that's so terrible. Do not put my name on this.
Well, what kind of movie would you rather we watch? Don't say any. Think.
Commando's a lot of fun. No. We might not have much left to say
Commando
about that.
Commando or Ice Pirates.
Or Ice Pirates?
These are things that we've done enough, is what he's saying. Uh-huh. We just did Roadhouse a third time, and that's
the second time.
That was no. We've done Roadhouse three times.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not kidding, man.
Okay, we may have talked about it in length in other points, but who knows? Okay, Seth. So let's get serious about this. So is it the lack? I think you'd be down if it was ones where it was just so over the top with the ridiculous Seagalness of it.
No, I think it just wore me out, man.
I can understand.
Like, the first half of that movie was shot for shot, like, same as
a lot of
the other movie where he got his family murdered and he was in the coma. Like, and they faked his death. Like, it was the same. It was just boring.
No, I hear you.
And then, like, the joke is that he's a bad actor. And then, like, the new ones are funny because he's fat and he made fat jokes.
Right.
And then they redub, like, his voice, and that's terrible.
That was good.
So I guess those would be funny.
Well, all I've got is some of the classics. Under Siege is good. It's got Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, but that's just kind of boring. It's just like a mediocre
action. No, it's a good action movie, actually. It's pretty. It's got Gary Busey and stuff.
Oh, I saw it on TV.
Okay.
We should watch something good.
Listen, I'm going to ask you to remember a time, though, when you were obsessed, first of all, with sci-fi movies, and then when Ian got into them, you're like, screw that, I'm going to watch Lifetime original movies. Like, you've long been a connoisseur of terrible movies.
Trendsetters.
And now all of a sudden you're acting like these aren't worth watching?
You gotta change.
Yeah, switch it up.
Change with the times.
Everybody else is like all on Seagal. Like the whole, you go outside and it's all about Seagal.
It's a little played out now.
So I want to be different.
The only person is you. You post something about him. Actually, you haven't done that in a while.
Dude, I had to unfollow after that South Park episode came out. Did you ever see that?
No.
So this little South Park had him on there, and they made fun of him about how he was fat and how he like posts stuff on the internet, on Facebook and Twitter.
Really?
And
at that point, you realized what you were doing was passe. Mm-hmm.
They make fun of him for posting stuff like to look like he's cool. They're like, he thinks he's cool, so he's posting stuff. And so after that joke was made, he started posting like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like my whole Facebook was just so dumb. So I had to unfollow him. Not because I didn't enjoy it, but because it was like, otherwise it was the all that I had.
You know, actually,
saturated.
I haven't been on. I'm not on Facebook much anymore. But when I am, I haven't seen as many Pitbull posts either. There are a few, like the old home pictures of him and like things when he was a kid or whatever, and he just looks so just gross and scraggly, and he's got that like sometimes he looks like he's really trying hard to like do a natural smile. Like, did you see that one of him in the graduation gown or whatever? And he's just got this like snaggle tooth, kind of crooked smile.
Poor like Pitbull. Yeah. What did Pitbull ever do to you?
So he'll start posting like every hour. He posts like some like National Enquirer type story
about himself.
No, just about random stuff. And he in the comment he'd write, what do you think? And then post it. And he would write that on every story. He'd be like, what do you think?
I kind of like the idea of Seagal, who's so like hungry for attention that he's just posting things on Facebook all the time.
Yeah. It's like you know, yeah, a woman has shark head or something. And it's like, what do you guys think? Is this true? Or like, if he changed up, he'd be like, what would you do in this situation? Right. You know, he'd like, ask for comments, and then like people that are following him would like talk about
yeah.
it.
He'd generate the buzz.
So I had to sort through all that to find like the picture of him like in Russia, like, you know,
beating up a woman or something like that.
So I began doing this work, and I just.
All right, so we need to have a plan of attack for future events.
The bracket. Well, I mean, you know,
it's the only fair way to do this.
I think we should hit. People should go to Twitter.
Who? So people suggest films first.
People can do that, but we're gonna. I mean, it's not gonna happen by magic. Even
we're
the
get a computer
the,
system to even, order how
you want to know something like where I really missed the boat here. Even the best podcast.
Is this one thing you missed the boat on?
The only thing I ever missed the boat on.
Okay.
Even the best podcasts prime the pump by like having like their friends write emails in.
I think they prime the pump by having fans and listeners.
Well, and that's how you generate fans and listeners and people be like, so somebody's actually writing in. Yeah.
Now that we're back doing our
absolutely.
Which I forgot about.
Okay, so.
So here's an email that I just wrote to myself and read now. I don't know. You guys should watch Krull because
Krull sucks. We've done Krull, I think. You've done Krull.
I've done Krull. And Krull does kind of suck, which is too bad because it's an awesome soundtrack. It's an awesome idea. The execution is good, but it just kind of lags and it's like.
Yeah, I don't want lagging.
You might get emails from the Down syndrome community. We really appreciate your support.
I think
double down on your podcast.
Everybody has problems in life.
Have you heard of Detective Downs?
You need to just, you know.
Have you heard of it? It's an actual movie. There's a movie about a kid with Down syndrome who's a detective, and it's
is it like an Encyclopedia Brown?
No,
kind
it's
of
like
YA novel.
No, it's like a
series?
Serious movie, but it's also supposed to be kind of funny. It was like made in Netherlands like last year or something like that. It was in Cannes and everything.
Those Netherlands guys can do that, can't
what
they?
What about just like is there like a random button on Netflix like a Russian roulette type of thing?
Yeah, but that'd be even worse because Netflix is like really can be really low end shit if you
unlike Hard to Kill.
Unlike Hard to Kill is like a 2.5.
It's a 2.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 2, not a 2.5, because it's...
Because you're righteously upset
no,
about this
no,
situation.
No, it, no, because it's a rehab film. It does get violent at the end again. You know, I like the stuff where he's just like, where he's the bad guy, just stalking people.
Right.
And he does that again
he's
at the end.
Guy?
He is the bad guy.
Right.
He's always the bad guy. I mean, except for the fact that, like, you know, somebody raped or murdered someone in his family. But after that, he's the bad guy. Because he's... Unstoppable.
He was a bad guy for 7 years while he was in coma.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing bad things.
He had to do some coma acting in this.
Coma
acting. And Kelly LeBrock was like, was the horniest Mary Sue character. Like she was
just a lonely cat lady nurse.
Stop saying that.
No.
She was a model. She was a British model. And she got into nursing. And she had a convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And she was house-sitting her doctor friend of her parents
for 6 months
Chinese themed 6 month ranch house you know
like one room with like a 2,000 pound Buddha
yeah
he was an expensive guy. He'd made a lot of money pulling golden teeth out of Chinese kids' mouths or
oh
something
probably. Oh, let me guess. With kids with Down syndrome, Ian?
No, I didn't say that, did I?
Had gold teeth.
Yeah.
They have full grills.
Why would you waste the gold?
You just wrap like a Hershey kiss with the almond foil around their teeth and tell them, send them on their way.
That's terrible. You should probably edit most of this.
Yes, please.
I might. Yes, yeah. So Seth and I watched The Revenant. Did you see The Revenant?
No. I haven't seen movies in the theater in a while.
Yeah.
I don't have any money.
It was pretty good.
I think I'm going to see Deadpool this next week and The Witch, I think. Getting really, really good.
You're
going to
see two. Double down, huh?
The Witch is supposed to be really good. Luke said it's fantastic.
Is it about a witch?
It is literally about a witch.
Like on a broom and shit?
It's set in the old Salem days. It's supposed to be really good.
How come I haven't heard about this movie?
I don't know.
You don't watch TV?
I vaguely heard about
there's
it.
Ads
I'm like all about TV.
What have you been watching these days? Rizzoli and Isles got canceled.
I didn't know that. I watch a lot of Food Network.
Okay.
Watch PTI.
Gordon Ramsay yelling at kids?
No, not Gordon Ramsay. Like 19.
Jamie Oliver? Who's hot these days? He's the other British guy. The other British guy.
Is he the one that goes to the lonely cat lady houses and makes him think that he's going to marry him and then like shows him how to make
it? I watched Beat Bobby Flay marathons. In the
Throwdown?
It's called Beat Bobby Flay.
Oh, it used to be called Throwdown with Bobby Flay.
Probably a different show. This is a new show.
Oh, it's totally different.
More sophisticated.
Is it not that he shows up and surprises these people?
No surprise.
Okay, because that's what it used to be. No, and then he would crush them because he was prepared and they weren't.
Bobby Flay is like the Steven Seagal of the Food Network.
He is. He totally is. He's a dick. He really is. Apparently he's like really nice in real life and everything, but he was always like, I know you in your family, you've been making these wontons for 200 years. But I added a little something extra to mine, and it's like, you know,
I watched the Workaholics, I marathoned that.
Nice.
It's pretty funny.
I was wondering, so my kids watched this cartoon.
They watched Workaholics?
No, but they watched this cartoon called Uncle Grandpa, which is very popular with a certain age group, and then with all their parents hate it. Because the characters are so stupid, but I've been watching it. It's actually really funny. And the voice of this character named Pizza Steve, who's literally a piece of pizza who has like cool sunglasses. Nice. I watched like 30 episodes of this show with them, and I was like, who is that?
Like
who
Kyle is that?
Almost sounds
something.
Like Jack Black, and I finally realized it was Adam Devine.
Ah.
From Workaholics. That makes sense. You know, the dumb one. They're all dumb.
You realize when it's said at the end of the show?
No, I never looked at the credits. I never watched them. Why would I?
They'd go by too fast, probably.
Yeah.
And they tend to shrink them
down. And I try to pause it right in time.
No, I can't. We watched The Rock on TV last week.
Why would you waste it?
Because we were just chilling and
minding your business.
And it just was on, and it was just like, whatever. Trust me, the circumstances were like, this was the best thing to do. This is the most entertaining.
There's only one option.
It was like 8 o'clock. It was too early to just like go to sleep. We were in Eureka, so we didn't have Netflix or anything to watch.
It was dire circumstances.
Dire. Horrible.
I understand if you got to do it.
It's like third world.
And actually, you know what? I approve and I'm okay with it because
we've already done
The Rock.
And we know the lines.
We've got to stop doing the same movies we've done over and over.
Yeah. This entire podcast is just us talking about what movie to do.
That's how bad Hard to Kill was.
Damn.
Where do you rank it in the Seagal oeuvre?
It's the same movie.
But where do you rank it?
I was seriously thinking, like, if I would have been here, like, if you guys didn't keep, like, reinforcing that it was a different movie, I would have, like, insisted that it was different. I mean, the same.
It has similar elements. It doesn't have as cool stuff as, like, so...
He was in a coma in another one, right?
I don't think so.
Yes. Yeah.
No, but he was shot up and in a hospital. In one of them.
Oh, maybe I don't remember. Yeah, and then he faked his death. Didn't we mark for death? He faked his death after he got shot. The whole...
Oh, okay, maybe he's marked for death.
The scene where he goes to buy, you know, champagne, the whole thing.
I don't remember that part.
Whatever. Maybe I did see it on TV.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did. That it was on. You're like, yeah, it's okay.
In Mark for Death, though, it's got such good elements that the normal... movie about him and white people don't have, which is that it's got a lot of racism in it.
Right.
And that's good, right? And then there's got the scene where they laboriously and painstakingly make a bunch of bullets, and then he celebrates by firing them in their practice room.
They showed the bitter bullet work.
bitter bullet work. There's a lot of bitter bullet work.
Alliteration.
And there's the stuff with Screwface's brother, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
and Screwface himself.
I think you're hitting at one of the big flaws with Hard to Kill, which during the rehab part, you get hardly any Bill Sadler. He could have been saying Take to the Bank and Beating Horrors and doing all kinds
they
of stuff.
They should have had him beating
horrors. To really like show...
You know what they do these days in movies? Did you ever watch Lawless?
The movie?
Yeah.
Been on my queue forever. Oh, okay. Is it good? It's a John Hillcoat, right?
It's a Hillcoat, yeah. It's decent, but like, so there's all these characters that could be bad guys or are bad guys in it, but the one is like, Guy Pierce's character is this FBI agent, and he is just this disgusting, gross-looking, just awful, terrible pervert. Like,
it's the like, whole. It's the whole thing where it's like these guys. It's the whole outlaw hero thing, right? Where it's like in the 20s and 30s.
Don't say it like you didn't make it up.
These guys are running around robbing banks for the working man or something, right?
And then do you remember the episode of this where Ian kept stopping me and going, I really wish you would say outlaw hero when you say this other thing. I was just getting so angry.
I think I heard about it.
I was getting so angry.
Well, we delineated the difference at one point, I think.
We could always watch Money Train again.
Oh my god. We're not doing anything again.
I don't want to watch Money Train. I want to watch something that's like a good movie.
Why would like you, why would we movie? Do that?
We watched, did we podcast when we watched Miller's Crossing? Did we podcast on that? About the hi-hat and stuff?
Yeah,
Polito?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, well that was good.
I don't understand why we would watch a good movie and then talk about it. What is the point of that?
You can still have a funny conversation about it.
No, you can't. Not if it's good.
You can. You get into like what is like our conversation about like There Will Be Blood has got some humor in it.
Yeah, right.
We should just try one of the Vanderbeeks and see how that is.
Let's go with a Vanderbeek.
Just to sort of mix it up?
If that's good,
let's mix it up. Let's watch something bad instead. Let's watch something with Vanderbeek.
Vanderbeek in Thailand?
Yeah, I'm down.
Is it rated R at least?
I think it might be.
It better be.
You know
rated
what
R.
is rated R is the last two Sidericon movies. We haven't done so that bad. Yet. Those are really tough. Some of them are kind of fun,
you
though.
You know what? Hard Ticket to Hawaii is really good. That's
a
good
fun,
movie.
Yeah.
I was watching.
I like the one
somebody posted on Twitter
that, though,
a gif
where Pat Morita is got the different henchmen he sends after him.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Multiple.
The one with Eric Estrada, and he keeps saying the puns, and he throws a baseball or he throws
that's
a grenade
the second
guy.
One.
Yeah,
yeah that's the one
good.
with Mr. Miyagi.
Somebody keeps posting a gif on Twitter of two women pushing strollers, and somebody shoots a rocket at them, and they just explode.
Yeah,
and I don't know what it's from, but it looks
that.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know the context either.
What is that, Jeff?
I'm not cool enough to get that. I'm just not hip.
Okay, so we're watching a Vanderbeek next time,
that'll
and
work.
It's guaranteed to be better
it's
than Hard to Kill.
Movie.
Well, I don't know how action. It might be like
maybe a drama.
It might be pretty terrible.
It might be terrible. Mm. Well, no.
It's part of the featuring Seagals.
I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, the Seagal 10-pack that has one Seagal movie in it. That pisses you off so much.
It's because it was straight up like, his name is giant lettering.
How else would they sell that? Vanderbeek?
They should just sell it as an action pack.
The Casper Van Dien collection?
Yeah, right. Ringo.
You apes want to live forever.
Right, so, I gave it a 2.5.
It's a 2.
You give it a 2.
I give it a 2.5 out of 2.5.
That's saying it's a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
the yeah, you do the math.
You're giving it the top rating possible.
No, I'd give that shit like a 0 out of 5.
Ouch.
That's the lowest rating you've ever given a Seagal.
I'm just in a bad mood.
I think he's just in a bad mood.
It was
terrible. He's going to hang with this lady friend tonight.
Upon retrospect, you will come to find that you appreciate Hard to Kill much more than you're giving it credit for right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go home. I'm gonna meditate on it and
stick some needles in your arms and
light
them
on
fire.
light them on fire for no reason.
Well, there's got to be some reason. He doesn't make that stuff up.
It's like, well, okay, you can just, if you want incense, you can just like light the incense and then do the acupuncture. It'll just,
no, you know? You know about this? You do a lot of acupuncture and or incense?
No. But
so
I mean,
what do you
know? I know the idea.
Okay, Steven Seagal lived in the Orient.
It was for the look. It was for the look, not for the effectiveness. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So you think it looks badass to have needles come out of you on fire?
Yeah.
Well, you might want to start doing that more.
I'm not into
looking
not
badass.
Vain like you.
Yeah, I'm vain. I'm gonna. I need some needles. Do you guys have any?
You almost did like a little like a curly thing from Three Stooges. You're like, I'm gonna.
That's cool. Good job, Ian.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe, wouldn't have Pumpkinhead in a while.
Like he's like, what? He really wants a good one,
and then he just throws Pumpkinhead back in.
The original Pumpkinhead is actually kind of very sad.
It's very sad. It's overwhelmingly sad.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
want to
watch
that.
Did you cry?
No, I watched it with you assholes. I didn't cry.
But it's very
you
sad.
I waited until I got home to cry. There's this one.
You should have like a whole spreadsheet of stuff that we can watch.
You should have a spreadsheet.
I have
like
all
different
my
tabs
movies.
Of like different type like good movies, bad, like all this stuff. There's like nothing.
Intentionally bad, intentionally good, unintentionally good.
Just with Venn diagram and find the perfect movie, so I have to do a bracket.
And it's gonna end up being Hard to Kill
every time.
Because the fans will just be like.
I think you guys didn't, maybe try it.
So this one guy keeps posting these GIFs of, he posts things from horror movies he watches, and this one he says is really good is Dan O'Bannon's second directorial one called The Resurrected. And he keeps claiming it's really good. But they all like the super low budget things with like awesome gore effects and stuff like that, you know?
Now, that could be good. Have you seen Life Force?
I saw somebody talking about Life Force the other day, but I have never seen it. I haven't watched any of the O'Bannon stuff except for Total Recall and Alien, basically.
Right, yeah. Or Return of the Living Dead?
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. Yeah.
That's some fun stuff. We could get into some more, like, fun kind of 80s horror.
But all that stuff is, like, I feel like that stuff is, it's made by people trying to make real movies.
Right.
And so there's these, everything in those 80s periods that's, like, not quite good enough that it was, like, a huge theatrical release is, like super slow in long parts of it, you know?
Right.
Or like, with acting that is so bad that I'm just like,
It's like the Godzilla movies where, like, they're trying to, like, have a point about, like, the nuclear
age. Do we watch all the Chuckies?
I don't know if we watched all of them.
Do we watch Son of Chucky?
We watched...
I have Bride of Chucky. Like, I think that's the one
we watched. That's the one we watched.
We've seen Bride of Chucky.
I don't think we ever saw Son.
I think we might have.
I don't remember watching it.
No, we should watch that.
These are terrible.
Chucky's gonna be a brother.
Well, there's Leprechauns we haven't seen yet. Leprechaun in the Hood, too.
Back to the Hood?
Yeah. I haven't seen that. Have you?
No.
Both Leprechaun's movies were made.
You have no notes. You have no paper. No
he's gonna refer to the tape.
Yeah.
When he's editing, when he's carefully editing.
He just like that last. He just posted it.
There's enough stuff about Down syndrome people in this one that he's gonna have to. He's gonna have to. I'm daring you to edit again. You're too lazy. What happened to you? You used to be sharp. You used to be sharp and on your game.
I edited the last one.
You'd wake
podcast,
up.
The podcast where we discuss what the Feudal Podcast is gonna be.
Good gosh, this is too inside baseball.
Yeah,
this is too how they make the donuts.
This is like Charlie Kaufman's Feudal Podcast or something.
No,
like
it's not even close to that good. It's just us talking about which terrible movie we're watching next time. Yeah. I'm fine for Leprechaun 2, Back to the Hood.
That's Leprechaun 6.
Leprechaun in the Hood 2.
Yeah. A bracket for all the leprechauns, all the Chuckies, all the pumpkin heads.
Right.
Jeez.
And what about Hollow Man?
Do the pumpkin heads become good after a while?
Oh, yeah.
The pumpkin head 2 has Roger Clinton in it.
The Roger Clinton?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have Billy Carter, too?
Have you not seen Pumpkin Head 2?
I haven't. I've seen Pumpkin Head 1, and
that's
it was.
It?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Pumpkin Head 2 is, like, way better.
I hope so.
It's so bad.
Is it?
It's like not a real movie.
Yeah, yeah. The
first one's the only
one. You know how the first one's like a Stan Winston thing?
Yeah.
The second one, like...
Is it just puppets?
It's like the arm, like the hand comes down and like it can't articulate its fingers.
Did we ever watch Troll 2?
No, we didn't watch that. I watched that documentary.
Can we get a hold of Troll 2?
Isn't that on Netflix?
There is no Troll 1. That's the joke.
Oh, I get it.
It's not a joke. It was serious. It was made by some Italians or something. And there was a movie, there was a separate movie called Troll. And they were going to call theirs something else. And then right before they released it, they were like, what if no one wants to watch our movie? We're calling something else. They're like, let's call it Troll 2. Like the first Troll. And they're like, all right, but it has nothing to do with it. That's Julia Louis-Dreyfus in her first movie role.
I got Chuck Norris in the Delta Force. That's a solid action, like, you know, Golan Globus movie. That's a lot of fun.
Rainbow 3 was on TV the other day. I watched that.
That one's kind of boring.
Yeah, it's got some boring parts. That's that thing where he pulls that arrow on himself and cauterizes it.
That's good.
He with gunpowder.
I know.
He packs it full of gunpowder, then lights himself on fire.
DiCaprio does that in Revenant.
Yeah.
In his neck.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because water's pouring out of it or something.
Something like that.
Thanks for spoiling the movie.
Well, it's the whole movie. The whole movie is just he runs away from a guy.
In Sixth Sense, Bruce Willis was a ghost.
I know, but that was chicken shit because he changed his clothes.
Did he?
Yeah, at one point he's wearing like his like alma mater sweater and stuff, like it's like a Saturday afternoon and he's just sort of casual.
He can't just wear whatever he wants when he's a ghost?
He doesn't wear the same outfit.
He has to be wearing what he was killed in?
He was killed in, yeah.
The rest of the time he is.
I think he was shirtless in it.
No, he's dressed as Swayze the whole time. You really want to watch Ghost?
Watch Ghost.
With the clay and
it's directed by one of the Naked Gun guys.
The Zuckers?
Yeah, one of the Zuckers directed that.
Probably still making the Mad Ghost money now, huh?
Yeah, it's on TV right now.
Well, look and see if Leprechaun 2 is
in the Pumpkinhead 2.
Well, all we never talked about Leprechaun Origins, which we watched.
Leprechaun Origins doesn't count.
Is that the one with the WWE guy?
It's the Hornswoggle? Leprechaun 2 was such a... Leprechaun Origins was pretty disappointing.
Pretty disappointing?
Because it's just like... It's literally like the worst effects... It's just like they put in like in a...
It was made by WWE,
like a
right?
rubbery, like...
It's
burlap sack, and he doesn't look like a leprechaun. There's no buckles on his shoes.
He doesn't have shoes.
There's no shoes, yeah. So there's no buckles on his shoes.
And he kills for no reason.
There's no... What
about the gold?
He doesn't talk about his gold. Isn't there something
about... Does he rhyme?
He doesn't talk.
Because Hornswoggle can't talk.
They were mining dubbed in this area where his gold was, like his cave, and they pissed him off. So now the locals had to build like this house where they find tourists and they dump the tourists off.
It's a sci-fi movie
to satisfy the leprechaun, but he's not a leprechaun. He's just a monster, a bad monster.
Not even a good monster.
Yeah.
We should watch the Kate Hudson ass cancer movie.
Oh.
With her and Gail Garcia Bernal.
I don't want to watch Ass Cancer. You can't even watch cancer movies, can you? Or do you get over that?
Yeah, I got over it. I'm good now. I love cancer.
You can't make peace with
it. I'm into it. I'm into it, yeah.
You like cancer, you son of a bitch. I didn't know it was you.
Let's start watching porn.
It's okay.
We were all thinking it.
Just three dudes sitting around watching the funny plot points of a porn.
Funny plot
points. Yeah. Down drugs.
Okay, so we're going to watch Leprechaun 2.
In the Hood 2.
In the Hood 2. Leprechaun in the Hood 2. Back to the Hood.
Because the original Leprechaun...
Back to the Hood, right?
The original Leprechaun 2 was just Leprechaun in L.A. during St. Patrick's Day, trying to find his love or whatever. Reincarnated.
Oh, that's lame.
He finds her.
Leprechaun
and
in space.
That's Leprechaun 4. Leprechaun.
So what is Leprechaun the Hood 3. Is 5?
It's 5. So,
Leprechaun 6 was Back to the Hood?
Yeah.
Was it called Leprechaun 6? Or just Leprechaun Back to the Hood?
Back to the Hood or something.
Is this a real movie or you just make it up?
Oh. They did 2 Hood-based Leprechaun movies.
Is Method Man and Red Man in either of them?
I believe that they were in the first one.
Are you serious? Let's watch both of them.
Let's watch both.
I've never seen them.
Let's do it. No, they aren't. Have you seen any Leprechaun movies? They're all shit.
The first one's good.
The first one is fabulous.
And the second one's good.
It's fabulous. Let's watch all the Leprechaun movies. Let's do a Leprechaun.
A-thon.
Because the one in space is super creepy, and then
he's too scared.
You're too scared to watch Leprechaun in space.
Yeah, dude.
You cringe when I started talking about sounding.
Peed on him, and he comes up through his pee stream
and then explodes out the guy.
You don't like anything about urethras.
No, because it's imagine having a leprechaun go up through your dick hole.
Or the dreaded kangaroo.
Visualize that and feel what imagine feeling that.
That teeming through your neighbors.
That's a good sound effect. That's going to sound good on that. Right. Unless you edit it out. I should have been doing this the whole time.
You made the rolling rock joke on the last one.